Okay. Here we are. Trying to get all the cables straightened out here. It's Tuesday. No major war yet. But I don't see any reason to think there's not going to be a resumption. If anything that is being said is true, and I say that advisedly, but not cynically. I don't trust anybody in the mainstream media from any country, any large industrial corporate base, any position of power or part of the bedrock of how this is all hegemonized and controlled and how we are surveilled. I don't trust any of them. So I don't know what to believe. But what I do hear is that Iran is not going to back down about Israel leaving Lebanon. Netanyahu says they are not leaving Lebanon, and Ben-Gvir says that the Lebanon must burn. Lebanon should be gone, he said, wiped off the face of the earth, etc. So we're headed toward more rocky times. Now, the amusing part is the American military arsenal. If you go look in the storeroom on the shelves, not much there, very little left. So we don't really have the ability, the wherewithal, the tactical, technical heft to fight another war like we just did with Iran. That one we lost. We'd probably lose the next one too, unless nukes were used. We'll see soon enough. So there's really nothing to add new today, except things are bumbling along. Trump is still there, and we don't know what he's going to say next. I rather think he doesn't either. Okay. The scam industry. Now, you've heard the story. We covered it last night. Mythos 5, Fable 5, ordered to be dropped immediately by the federal government. Anthropic was told, get them out of there. They're too good. So they're gone. Will they come back? I don't know. I'm sure some people learned an awful lot by using them for the few days they were out and eminently available. AI can be used for a lot of things that are illegal, unethical, shady, etc. It's not AI, it's people. People are unethical and shady. So naturally they're going to gravitate toward anything that gives them an advantage. So the first video we're going to listen to tonight in this additional AI update, they're not all AI, but they're close. This is another Vanessa video. This is 2 days old, brand new, already over 100,000 views. It's titled, The Scam Industry is Booming. And oh, is it? I see stories every week about people making lots of money with AI. And they shouldn't, in some cases, be doing that, but they are. So we're going to hear a few snippets here. It's kind of a teaser. One woman is going to tell us, just as a tease, again, I made triple figures with AI last year. Okay, well, she appears to be a content creator, an influencer, every hair in place, perfect lipstick, eyebrows, etc. You know the game. Okay, so let's take a listen here and see. Well, I didn't listen to this one yet, so let's listen to it together. Here we go.
Someone used ChatGPT to make six figures last year.
I'm an ex-police officer, and I need you to watch this before this scam hits someone in your family.
My Instagram account was hacked, has all my memories, all my work.
Sprout AI app does not work. Have you ever seen people promoting the app where people can swipe left and right to mass apply jobs? I've tried it for 2 weeks. I got nothing. I paid $60 out of my pocket. That does not work, okay?
Roughly 56% of Americans encounter a scam every single month. Last year, over $2 billion was lost to social media scams alone.
She said it sounded and looked just like her daughter, down to the voice, the face, everything.
I just had something so scary just happen to me.
This is Erica Anderson, a Jacksonville mom, posting about a scary moment on TikTok. A FaceTime call who she thought was her 17-year-old daughter.
From here to here, because I could see the school shirt. I could see the shirt, and I could see, but no background. They had it that close. When I tell you it sounded just like her.
Erica was suspicious, so she started asking questions. What did they have for dinner last night? How many siblings do you have?
I started asking her all the questions that she would know the answer to. And the person was like, oh my God, mommy, I don't know the answer. I don't know. Just open the door. Oh my God.
Erica hung up and no one was at their door. She called the school. Her daughter was in class, safe.
Scammers have always been crafty, but now they're taking it to the next level.
Okay, I think you all understand what happened. A mother got a call from her daughter on the phone, and there was was a FaceTime sort of call. There was her daughter. Looked like her? Exactly. Sounded like her? Precisely. But it wasn't her. It's getting to be pretty crazy. So you all need to be on guard, at the very least.
To generative AI. And the sad part is, this is kind of legal because who is doing anything about it? Looking at the comments, I'm starting to think AI is a psychological weapon. I feel like we are underreacting. WTF is this? Honestly, I feel like we underreact to a lot of things. Someone else said, I'm so afraid for the elderly. I see this comment a lot, but it makes the assumption that young people can't be scammed, when in reality, people overestimate how well they can spot a scam.
Well, you think Gen Z can't be hustled, conned, scammed? There are some smart Gen Zers, but by and large, no, they're prime targets. Problem is, they don't have a lot of money, so I would think the hustlers would go after older people. In many cases, first, which was a good point to mention. Older people have usually some money. They can be talked out of it. There have been horrific stories about this over the last 5, 6, 7 years. I've seen older people just taken to the cleaners. They've got nothing left. They trusted something that wasn't real.
Confidence in spotting scams remains high. 69% believed they could spot a scam, yet 43% of those individuals also fell victim to scams. There are entire websites that allow anyone to upload someone's social media post and generate AI audio in their voice. That's how these scammers reproduce your loved one's voice.
I've had my voice stolen with AI, and it's being used to scam hundreds of people. Late last year, I found out that my voice had been cloned with AI and used to promote products and scams online, mostly through TikTok Shop. Let me tell you a secret. Almost every guy wants this. A way to level up like you've unlocked a cheat code. Get stronger, last longer, and go as long as you want. By day 7, you'll notice stronger morning wood and faster response. Since then, it hasn't slowed down, but it's actually escalated to the point where I'm getting tagged, messaged, and emailed almost daily with new examples. So I decided it was time to look into the source of this more thoroughly, and what I've now discovered is that my voice is now sitting in a public library on a voice cloning website, uploaded by someone else, claimed as theirs, and monetized. In fact, because of how the website's model works, every time someone downloads and uses my voice, that person gets paid.
Why do we keep repeating the same mistakes?
Ah, very good question. We're going to have to skip that, though, and go back to the video. Here's Vanessa.
Every time someone downloads and uses my voice, that person gets paid.
This person is a content creator, but this can happen to anyone because websites like 11 Labs allows you to clone voices with their instant cloning feature. Look at how insane this is. In their terms of service, it says, generate output in the form of synthetic audio sounding like your voice or a voice you are authorized to share with us. Okay, so does 11 Labs actually check that the person uploading a voice is authorized to do so? Well, no. 11 Labs places all that responsibility on the uploader, saying you, the user, will not violate any rights of any person or entity. They go on to say, we expressly disclaim any duty or obligation to undertake any monitoring or review of any content. So this is just one website that scammers are using to clone voices, and they're not incentivized to stop this. In fact, they just raised money at an $11 billion valuation. But it's not just voices that they're cloning.
So I just got blocked by an ex-client for commenting Yo, that AI model actually goes kind of hard. Hi, my name's Elijah, and for those that don't know me, I'm a model in New Zealand, from New Zealand, and this all started when I was scrolling past an ad, and I noticed an image that looked very similar to me. But as I zoomed in, it wasn't me, and then I thought it was my brother, because my brother also has modeled for this client. But then it was neither of us. It was almost like both of us combined, and that's when I realized it was AI. Now, although I wasn't 100% on this, I started bumping into like other models, photographers, etc., and they were talking about how this brand are using AI and how it was actually affecting them.
They weren't lying when they said we would own nothing. There's no law stopping companies from using your voice or your face, so they're doing it for profit. Looking at the comments, sick of AI, we don't want it. Using AI for advertisement is fake advertising. But what if you're not the model having your likeness stolen? Maybe you're the employee being told to generate images of products and models using AI rather than hiring a photographer.
I just got fired because I wouldn't use AI. Basically, like, they were using AI to generate a lot of photos because they didn't want to pay models and pay to have photos taken of the product, so they were...
This is never going to go anywhere in court. I don't know how anybody could stop this. I mean, you have license to create, so an image looks like somebody. Who's going to go to the trouble of trying to judge, well, how much does it look like Fred? 90%? And is 90% too much? What's the limit? Where does something become a crime? 50%, 60%, I don't know. I think this is going nowhere. We're in a different generation now. Actually, many of the laws on the books don't apply, can't apply, will never apply to the circumstances we're going to run into all the time now. It's really crazy out there. I saw a truck today went by. It was a van truck, kind of like a plumbing truck or something like that. It was a service vehicle. And it had a sign on the side of it. It didn't say, now hiring, they're looking for people. It said, now firing. Kind of big message there. People are losing their jobs and their lives. Love your job. Even if you hate it, pretend. You won't be able to replace it. And soon, in many cases, your job will be gone. In any case, all right, let's go back to this woman who's complaining about a company she worked for. She was using AI to create faces, features, people, images. Okay, let's see what she
said. Got fired because I wouldn't use AI. Basically, like, they were using AI to generate a lot of photos because they didn't want to pay models and pay to have photos taken of the product. So they were basically making AI-generated images of, like, the products on models and stuff.
Is there something wrong with that, really? Honestly, I don't think there is. And I'm kind of trying to watch out for people. I mean, if you steal someone's image and use it, no good. Wrong. But if it's close to that person, 70-80%, I don't know where to draw the line. Is that okay? Probably should be. Freedom of expression. As I said, the laws we have no longer apply to most of the things in this new age we have been pushed into. We were pushed into it, and now we're in a whole new paradigm. Have no legal precedents, no laws. These are going to end up in the courts for years. I don't think they're going to go anywhere. Who's got the money or the time? All right, let's see what she says in addition. I'll back it up just a drop. Okay.
On models and stuff. I put in all this work to create these designs for Baby Fat, and I did not like the way that we were using it. I created this underwear. It's supposed to be, it's a low-rise panty, first of all, and, like, this is nothing like the fit of the actual garment. Here you can see it's high-rise. It's completely different fabrication. Like, there's no seams on it, and the charm that I designed that has, like, the BP logo is completely just, like, added on. Like, it doesn't look like that at all. It doesn't fit at all on the AI girl. Like it does on a real person, because it's not on a real person. Like, it does not fit like that at all. And I said, like, we're misrepresenting the products to the customers and stuff, and, like, I'm really proud of this work. I want this work to be, like, properly marketed.
Well, good for her, ethics, etc. But again, this is wide open now. We're in the Wild West, And I just don't see how anybody is going to apply laws and how about the word justice, which is really just us. But how are you going to apply any statute to this? Because there are none. This is new territory. Okay, back to work.
It was originally 10 minutes long, and it was hard to cut because she goes on to detail all of the very questionable ways this company is using AI. And if you're not on board, you're fired, which really means if you have morals, they don't want you. And she is not alone. According to a CNBC survey, 28% of workers avoided using AI due to moral or ethical concerns. AI is being used in social media posts and advertisements, and as she said, it misrepresents the product. Here's a perfect example.
Well, this a product, and there are people sitting in a chair in a beauty salon, and the product is being moved from the top of their head. All you can see is the back of them and their hair. They have a lot of hair. These aren't short-haired girls. And it pulls the hair down and basically straightens it out. It's a like a brush, but it's stiff. It doesn't flex. And it straightens the hair out as it's pulled downward. Okay.
This is clearly an AI-generated ad, and yet it has over 27 million views. If you click to their website, it claims, this product does not straighten hair, even though straightening hair is exactly what the ad was showing. It's not surprising, then, that in 2025, nearly 30% of people who reported losing money to a scam said it started on social media, with reported losses reaching $2.1 billion. So what are these platforms actually doing about it?
Today I saw...
Before we go on to this lady, remember what we listened to yesterday, Julia McCoy, about how to market things now in this new paradigm, this new age? It was fascinating. You can design 100, 1,000 different pieces of clothing. Not one has to be made. They can be produced with AI and look as real as the day is long. They don't exist. If you find one you like as a shopper, you put in your order, enter your card number, and it will be printed. Think about it. It's made on the spot, on demand, but it doesn't exist. There's no inventory to go and pull from. This is really crazy.
Today, I saw a scam advert on Facebook. It was saying that Lidl were giving away a Smeg kettle. You had to answer a couple of questions and just pay £3 postage. It's a scam. Lidl say it's a scam. I write about it to warn my followers about it, and Facebook remove it. I appeal, and they still remove it. So they are keeping up the paid-for ad that's a scam and removing posts that warn people about the scam.
Why would a company leave up ads that are obviously a scam? Ads that users are actively trying to warn each other about? Well, it's the business model. Leaked internal documents revealed Meta projected annual revenue of $16 billion from running advertising for scams and banned goods. Meta's own system warned of suspicious advertisers, and yet Meta's response was to charge a higher rate for those ads as a penalty rather than taking them down. This is exactly the sort of things that we underreact to. Years ago, Frances Haugen leaked damning internal documents detailing things like Facebook Marketplace being used for human trafficking. That should have ended this company, and yet years later, here we are with more leaked internal documents.
All right, for those of you who don't know, my Instagram account's been hacked. I've been trying to get it back for like the last 3 days now, and there's no help anywhere. Like Meta's website, no help, nothing. So I'm like actually coming on here now to ask if any of you don't know how to get it back. Like they've basically logged in, changed all of my details, changed my email address, my phone number. I've actually messaged them and basically just thought it was a sick idea to say, oi, can I have the account back? Like that's going to work. And they started swearing at me. I'm trying to like, why are you angry? You've taken my account.
That's kind of interesting. So I guess he didn't say it was AI. I guess he got a human being. And the human being got angry and began to use profanity toward him. Although it might have been AI. Could be certainly a new wrinkle in the AI human personality presentations. Why not? Why not? Pretty wild stuff. I really, again, I'm wondering how many, quote, content creators are there out there? 1 million? 5 million? It seems like everyone is a content creator. And if you remember, going back, think, how many of them do their presentations from an automobile parked somewhere? They're sitting behind the driver's wheel. Perhaps they're sitting in the passenger seat. How many of them do that? Lots and lots of them. And that's not a joke. And you know who started that? We used to have him on the program here all the time. His name was Joe. I won't go any further than that. You can find him on the left-hand side down under Legends. Joe would do commentaries. And here he is in a car while he's driving. And I was quite impressed. He was the first, and I mean it, he was the first. And now I see it all the time. Most of them aren't driving. They're parked. So these influencers are probably using notes. I don't know what they're doing. But they're in automobiles. But I know exactly where that started, and I'm not exaggerating. It was Joe, who is no longer with us. So bless you, Joe. You saw it coming. Okay, back to it here.
It was revealed this month that over 20,000 Instagram accounts were hacked, not because scammers used some advanced technique. No, they just chatted with Meta's own AI-powered chat support. Attackers were able to steal accounts by tricking the AI chatbot into forwarding password reset codes to the hackers, completely bypassing identification checks. These hackers targeted accounts with usernames that are highly sought after, like Hey and Joa. When combined, these accounts are valued at over $1 million. And as you may have guessed, Meta is doing nothing about this. But it's not just the platforms. Online, people are claiming anyone can be a millionaire now as a solo AI founder.
Here are 7 ways anybody, yes, anybody, can use AI ChatGPT to make $1 million within the next year. We significantly overcomplicate how easy it is to make $1 million. So number one is a subscription box service for digital products. You can offer a subscription service that curates digital products out monthly.
Well, okay. Here's another influencer hard at work. And I'm not blind. These women, some of them, they must spend hours plucking, preening, grooming, fashioning, styling, putting makeup on, etc., etc. It's big business, and it's very popular. What do you do? Well, I'm an influencer. What's an influencer? Well, I create content. What kind of content? Oof, whatever I want. Does it pay well? Oh, yes. So one of the first, I guess, was OnlyFans. I've never seen OnlyFans. Let's get that up front. I know what it is. At least I've been told about it. But that was the first inkling that people are going to be able to make lots of money online on an individual basis. And they have. So there we go. But keep watch and think about these things. And I also notice how these people, in many cases, a lot of them are Gen Zers, and they say the same things, but they always use the word like over and over again. And that is a real sign of intellectual shallowness or utter conformity to something that is completely silly. We'll just be polite. All right, here we go. Here's Vanessa again. Now, she's pretty smart. She knows what she's doing. Actually, I'm going to play that little clip of the woman with the hyper makeup and all, telling you can make $1 million. Wish I could show you a picture of her. The name of this video is from Vanessa. The scam industry is booming. Okay, here's that overly done up social media influencer.
Online, people are claiming anyone can be a millionaire now as a solo AI founder.
Here are seven ways anybody, yes, anybody, can use AI ChatGPT to make $1 million within the next year. We significantly overcomplicate how easy it is to make $1 million. So number one is a subscription box service for digital products. You can offer a subscription service that curates digital products out monthly.
So right out of the gate, her first AI business idea is to sell people on yet another subscription. If it's that easy, we should all just do this. We can be like the AI companies and just purchase each other's subscriptions. Someone asked, how many millions do you make since you are here? Good question. I'm going with zero. But the AI hype is real. Look no further than the Claude Maxers, people maxing their Claude usage, staying up till 3 a.m. creating random websites. Now, do these websites actually generate money? That doesn't matter. They're leveraging AI. And to be fair, some people are actually making money, although in very questionable ways.
Put a finger down if you spent thousands hiring a professional designer just to find out it was a 16-year-old kid using AI from his bedroom.
To cut a long story short, we paid these designers to make labels for our new product launches, a new pre-workout that's coming out. They made the labels, sent them, they looked great. These idiots had the audacity to design the whole label with AI. Put in ChatGPT, Gemini, the whole lot. They literally did no thinking at all.
Long story short, here it is. Kind of looks like trash now that I'm looking at it again.
Gemini created image, Gemini generated image, Gemini generated image. The whole thing was made with Gemini.
Well, that shouldn't be a surprise. I'm sure this is going on all the time, and his point about people not thinking is a given now. And brain, think of it as a muscle. It really is in a way. There's a parallel there. You don't use it, pretty soon it's going to just wither away, and you'll be clicking on buttons and links to try to create something that your mind at one point in your life might have been able to do, but no need, no more.
Let this be a lesson to always review what you're buying before you pay for it. Because now, thanks to AI, anyone can be an entrepreneur, a software engineer. I'm sure someone is convinced they're a doctor now. Scamming isn't new, but it does feel like, with the cost of living being completely out of control, more people are willing to do it, even to people just like them.
Friendly reminder that job searching is literally a humiliation ritual. Because look at what my friend just showed me. Apparently you just upload your resume on Sprout, then head over to jobs and simply just start swiping right to apply directly on the company website. Literally AI just applies for you. Each application sends out a cover letter and a resume.
Can you imagine having a business, honestly, and having an AI or internet portal for applicants, and just all day and all night, a constant flow of AI-created, AI-generated resumes, cover letters. They know. It's obvious. And these things are going nowhere. Would you respond to somebody who sent you an AI cover letter or an AI resume? Probably not. By the way, when I mentioned you own a business, there aren't many business owners left. That's the game. Entrepreneur, that used to be something you were proud of. I'm an entrepreneur. No more. That's gone. It just doesn't happen. No, I'm a content creator. That's what I am.
The thing that...
All right, let's go back to Vanessa. Her last name is Wing, A-R-D-H, Wingarth. Pretty good. Pretty good series of videos. So, all right, hang on.
A harmless video until you realize it's an undisclosed ad for Sprout AI, a company, in my opinion, taking advantage of desperate college graduates who can't get an entry-level job due to AI. Scroll TikTok and you'll see the same videos. The war is over. I finally got my first job. It's the same Google Doc in every clip, and what's even more insidious, they make it seem like the job they landed will pay six figures thanks to Sprout AI. This company has to make it enticing because because their cheapest subscription is $20 a month and their most expensive is $79.99, supposedly 25% off $99, which honestly tells you everything about how credible this company is, because 25% off $99 is $74, not $79.
I wonder how many people caught that. Pretty funny. Probably happens all the time. This is intentional. $99, 25% of it is $74, not $79.99. So, yeah, deception, fraud, scamming. I think we've just really witnessed the launch of that kind of negativity online. You're going to see all kinds of things like this, endless things. Pretty soon it'll probably be so much, some people might even quit and stay away from the social media pages for a while. Who knows?
They also claim they've helped thousands of users land jobs at top companies, one of them being Brooke D, who interviewed at Capital One but ultimately chose T-Mobile. But there's a problem. When I reverse image search Brooke, the same photo shows up all over the internet. It's a fake review using a real woman's stock image. So in my opinion, you have young people who are honestly probably unemployed themselves, accepting money from a company that is preying on people who could be their own classmates. In all these instances, whether it's some big tech company or a home influencer in a small city, everyone knows what they're doing. The scam is the business model. But they're only able to get away with this because not enough of us care. But I want to show what happens when we do. Last month, Starbucks Korea ran a promotion that turned one of their darkest days in the country's history into a Tumblr ad. The backlash was immediate. The CEO was fired within hours. Global Starbucks apologized, and executives reported substantial declines in revenue. And now, a month later, every single Starbucks in Korea, all 2,000 of them, is closing early for mandatory history training, the first time in the company's history they've ever done that. This is the power of collectively speaking up to appropriately react to things, and in some cases overreact when we need to. For most of the time, companies get away with their bad behavior, but Korea is what it looks like when we don't let them.
Today I received a phone call at work, and my sister answers the phone, and she's hysterically crying. This man tells her in the background, "Give me the phone, I'll talk to him, like, you need to calm down." And he tells me, "Your sister was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She's not injured. However, I'm a member of this cartel," and right when I heard that, I was like, this is a scam. So I immediately hung up. I call my dad. "Where is my sister at?" And he goes, "Oh, she's here with me." And I'm like, okay, thank God.
Well, there you go. Now, I just, scams. Old, been around forever. Scams. Now they're being fueled by AI and very clever people with no morals whatsoever. All right, here's another one from Vanessa. This is the good commentary. These are kind of social, retail, mass market media commentaries that she does occasionally. This one is called "More Expensive, Somehow Worse." All right, these are, I see the guy is going to start out with talking about refrigerators. I think most of you know that refrigerators, capital appliances, major appliances, awful now. And boy, are they going up in price. Let's see what this has to say. I haven't seen this one.
Why are modern appliances so terrible? This fridge costs more than my first car. Oh, it's a stainless steel. This thing sucks. I would burn it if I could.
I literally been sitting here for a whole hour because I got into an accident with the Waymo, and they don't even know what to do. The officer has been in his car for 30 minutes. He said this is his first Waymo accident, and he don't know what to do either.
We had sold this truck. It's a Ram 1500 Sport. But if you guys are familiar with Rams, they got that shifter that looks like a volume knob. What happens when that thing stops working? You can't move the truck. You can't go forward. You can't go backwards.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. The actual shifter, it's an automatic transmission from reverse to drive to low to high, etc., neutral. It's a round knob, just like a volume knob on a stereo. That's what it is. No handle, no post. It's a round knob. And he's right. That's what you have to ask yourself. If that knob fails, what will it cost to replace it? Could be $1,000. You just don't know. No idea.
Handles, buttons, knobs, corporations are replacing all of them, even though the digital replacements are worse. So why are they doing it?
I hear some people in an auto showroom, and the sales girl is trying to teach them how to open the door of the car, all right? And the way to open the door is to put your hand within 6 inches of it and apparently have the right intent mentally. And the guy who's interested in looking at the car is trying, he's putting his hand up there, nothing's happening. She puts her hand up there, the saleswoman, and the door pops open on its own. That's what we're looking at here. So let's go back. Now, this is crazy. Why? Talk about unnecessary inventions. Why? What the hell's wrong with it? I still like windows that you have to crank up and down. I don't even like automatic windows. All right, here, let's go back.
So why are they doing it?
She's saying, leave your hand right there. She puts her hand there, and the door pops open. He puts his hand there, no luck. She just demonstrated it again. He's very frustrated.
Oh, no.
He finally got it.
Physical door handles have worked for over a century, but now they want to sell us on the computer vision version of a door handle, which requires perfect hand gestures and software updates to function properly. I think everyone can agree with this comment. Imagine you're being chased. Yeah, or you get into an accident and now the car is on fire, which isn't hypothetical. We've seen people trapped inside Teslas unable to escape because of the door handles. Another comment. What problem does this solve? Exactly. It doesn't solve a problem for us, but it does solve one for the manufacturer. They get to sell people on futuristic door handles. Forget that it's more expensive and less reliable. It looks cool. This is the microwave that came with my apartment. There are no buttons to set the duration. I have to scroll with my finger. Who thought this was a good idea?
I really don't know why they invented these fucking stupid washing machines with the bottom agitator instead of having the old-fashioned agitators that come all the way up. It just spins. Nothing fucking washes. It just spins. This is an expensive fucking washing machine.
Well, this is kind of amusing. When washing machines first came out, electric washing machines, they would agitate. In other words, they were top-loading. You would lift the lid, put your clothes in, add the detergent, and turn them on. And the tub would fill with water, and it would begin to move to the left, move to the right, back and forth, back and forth. That was called agitation. And it would just, it wouldn't spin. It wasn't like a front loader, which turns over and over and over in the water. It would just sit in the water, and as the dirt left the clothing because of the detergent, it would spin, agitate, back and forth in the dirty water. You tell me that's going to rinse very well? I remember them, and I'm not sure I recall how clean things were, but this is old-fashioned and reintroduced. And why? I don't know. This is a strange thing. This woman is not happy at all. Okay.
It washes. It just spins. This is an expensive washing machine. Look at this. Deep fill, heavy, high, heavy duty. It doesn't pull the blanket under and over and agitate. It just agitates the shit out of me.
Samsung removed the agitator so they could market the washing machine as having a larger capacity, yet the trade-off is they don't clean as well and they're more expensive. Someone said, they are so expensive because you pay for the damn orchestra concert at the end. Companies are inventing unnecessary features, features that aren't as good, cost more, and collect our data, and nobody does this better than car manufacturers.
Hey, I'm Bob.
Goodbye, Bob. Bye. Hang on a second. Another AI ad. Okay. There goes Bob.
The new Ford Expedition, you can place an iPad on the center console and slide the whole thing backwards to give the kids something to watch. There are also these optional brackets built into the back of the headrest that you can place an iPad into to watch whatever you want.
Okay, this is a pitch for a car. So the whole center console actually has a little holding rack. You can put an iPad in it and push a button and the entire center console moves back to entertain the people sitting in the seat behind the front seats. Or you can put your iPad on the back of a headrest on either side of the front seats if you're sitting in the second seat and watch whatever you want. And this goon is trying to make this look really cool. What really bothers me is how many new cars, and this has been going on for years. I plead ignorance about it. I've seen a few, and I'm shocked. A 10 or 12-inch wide diagonal screen in the place where you used to see air conditioning controls, an AM/FM radio, a CD player, I can't remember all the things. That's all gone now. Many of you know this. It's a large screen. Now, that is internet accessible. Why would anybody think that they're safe trying to watch something on the internet, whether it's TikTok videos? I don't care. But all of this is distracting from driving. It has to. All right, I'm going to play this again. Listen to this. I'm not sure it's even a real guy. You can't tell if these people are real anymore. Let's see what how he presents this wonderful car again with the iPad additions.
Check this out. Inside the new Ford Expedition, you can place an iPad on the center console and slide the whole thing backwards to give the kids something to watch. There are also these optional brackets built into the back of the headrest that you can place an iPad into to watch whatever you want. Or you can even grab your phone and pull on the shorter bracket here, place it in, and pull on this latch to lock it in place. Up front, you get a large display on the dash, a closer touchscreen to connect your phone to, a wireless charger, two cup holders, and you can slide the center console out of the way to access some hidden storage underneath. And it looks good with the redesigned front that has an LED light bar that wraps around your headlights, this wild green paint, and these gunmetal gray 22-inch wheels. As far as the price goes, the base model cost $63,000, where this exact one cost $83,000.
All those features and not one word about the transmission system, the miles per gallon, or the safety ratings, you know, things that matter when you're buying a new vehicle. No, it's just all about those iPad kids getting their fix. Looking at the comments, iPad kids dream. They can watch the windows. $83,000 and you still have to buy the iPads. $83,000 for a new car is insanity, especially when these cars are literally breaking down minutes after leaving the dealership. But car manufacturers aren't competing on price or quality anymore. They're competing on features. New feature in our brand new Tahoe. That's the caption on this clip, and the feature is water pouring from the overhead console straight onto the infotainment and every other electronic component. The top comment, mechanic here, it shouldn't do that, hope that helps. Someone else said, water features are calming and help prevent road rage.
There was water coming down, it may have been a faulty sunroof, I don't know, but it was dripping down all over the infotainment center. I guess that's what they call those big screens in the middle of your dashboard. So there was a leak.
When customers only care about new iPad features and not the actual quality of the vehicle, this is what we get, manufacturers that don't have to care. But everything becoming digital isn't a coincidence, it's the monetization strategy.
Listen, I don't know if we're just, because we're in the South, we don't know better, but y'all, tell me this is not the coolest thing you've ever seen. What if somebody can hear me right now? I hope not. This is amazing. Are you thirsty? Come inside.
We can go straight to the comments. No, I don't want that. I don't want any more touchscreens. I love to watch ads on every possible surface. Y'all all about this till the power goes out. Exactly. Or it encounters a software error. Or someone just breaks the screen. But the bigger concern is dynamic pricing, companies changing the price based on what they think you can pay. And while I don't think these gas pumps are doing it, nothing is stopping them. Because companies like Walmart are already doing this. Walmart just announced digital price tags will be in every single one of their stores by the end of this year. This came after they were awarded two AI pricing patents. Now, Walmart claims these patents have nothing to do with dynamic pricing, but the patent literally describes machine learning recommending prices using data like your purchase history, your payment method, even your passport and ID. They're trying to tell us they're not doing dynamic pricing while building everything required to do dynamic pricing. And this video wouldn't be complete without mentioning the new AI features.
Do you guys know that Opoly is using an AI chatbot to negotiate prices? So the price was $60 and...
She said, Opoly. I don't know what Opoly is. Maybe some of you do. Opoly. I'm going to back that up a little. I don't get it.
Do you guys know that Opoly is using an AI chatbot to negotiate prices?
So the price was $60 and they're offering me $57, but I'm going to just try $30 and see what happens. So we got hit with the crying emoji and then they said they can do $52.50. They gave an AI response here and then let's see what they say at $40. Okay, so I ended up getting a 17% discount off of the already discounted price of $60. That is such a cool and fun feature that I wonder if other brands are going to start doing this, and I feel like there's a lot of science and thinking behind this.
Oh yes, lots of science and thinking on how to screw people out of money. Overprice something to begin with and start dickering with the excess, the bonus that's already built into the price. It's a joke. But this idea of an AI and you negotiating, thinking you're actually whittling the price down below their, well, what they need to get wrong. Yeah, they'll have it all over the place. I get it now. Opoly, another app. I'm behind in the app game.
This really is a sign of the times. Every morning a CEO wakes up and asks, how can I profit from AI today? But people are not impressed. What this tells me is that their price is already inflated. This is an extremely slippery slope into price gouging and lack of transparency for other customers. Remember, companies are replacing their real human customer service reps with this nonsense. And every few months it seems TikTok is forcing a new AI feature.
They have implemented an AI feature on here now that can extend your videos. I just recorded a 5-minute long video, and then I get to the end of my video, and I see this little, like, thing attached to the end of my video.
She must be a content creator.
Click on it. It took my exact setting, exactly how I was sitting, and generated, like, 5 seconds of me going like this.
She's just looking from left, looking to right, just looking around. So they extended the video with her doing things she never did. All right, nothing about her saying anything yet.
And it looked terrifying.
Yet another example of an AI feature that absolutely no one asked for, and it doesn't even work properly. Someone commented, every AI extended video I just watched looks like the subject just had a stroke mid-filming. And here we can see what this person is referring to. The moment the AI takes over, the person just looks lost, or it grabs context that the creator was previously talking about and generates footage that isn't even of them. It's just random AI. 180,000 people liked this comment. I don't understand the AI push. Right below it with 105,000 likes. I'm begging for an AI blocker to be made. There has to be a way. And then there's the obvious. If I wanted a longer video, I'd record a longer video. Why does this feature exist? Well, I have no way to prove this, but I suspect it's a dark pattern, a design trick to get users to agree to something without realizing it. By clicking AI extend, users are agreeing to TikTok training their AI models on their videos. Not that they weren't already doing this, but now they have permission.
I had a Brazilian wax done about 3 weeks ago, and it's been haunting me ever since. The girl that was giving me the wax, she was wearing Meta glasses, and I didn't notice it at first,
because we were talking so much, we had good banter, she was very nice. Maybe like halfway, like 5 minutes in or so, I'm like looking at her and I like looking at her glasses, and then I'm like, are you wearing Meta glasses? And she's like, oh yeah, I am, but like they're not charged, they're not on, like I promise. But then after that, I kind of like shut down and I could not stop thinking like, could this girl be filming me right now?
No one should trust Mark Zuckerberg with anything, and yet people are willingly recording their personal lives, the inside of their homes, their children, their jobs, jobs that require people exposing themselves. This comment gets it. I don't trust people that wear Meta glasses. And before anyone says, well, there's a light, yes, the glasses have an LED light when recording, but there are entire tutorials online showing people how to bypass it. I genuinely believe products like these are stepping stones. They want people to become comfortable with being recorded because it accomplishes two things. It allows them to train their AI models, and it normalizes a surveillance state.
Amen. And if you think there's going to be an AI blocker popping up, don't hold your breath for that either. Oh, it's possible it could be done, but actually, how can you determine what is real and what is AI anymore? They don't have to put a watermark on AI videos or AI segments or a little AI insert in a video. It's just there, and the whole world is doing. There would be billions of examples of it. How are you going to screen that out? You're not. So I think the only defensive posture that we should assume will still work is stay away. Once you step into that, they've got you. They'll get you one way or another. Not everybody, but most people. Remember how to read. Go for walks. Don't stare at the media. And the media now is AI. Okay, that's it for this version. Hope you found it interesting. Kudos to Vanessa. Good, hard brass tacks reporting. Good job. And we'll be back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.